the car on the roof. Cadillac Breakthrough.
And now, the men who put the P-U back in computer. Here's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
Is that what that smell is?
Which smell?
The P-U.
Oh, yeah.
Did you miss what I just played?
Yeah, I did.
Do I have
no.
to do it again?
No, I didn't. It's the computer coroner, not coroners, computer coroners.
Yeah.
Pronounce your computer dead if you'd like to call it.
And we'll embalm for half price today and today only.
Today and today. Sunday. If you missed any of the resources on the ins and outs of updating software, go ahead and pop on over to our website, datadoctors.com. Click on the radio show section and you'll see all of today's offerings. Of course, you can also subscribe to our weekly free newsletter that gives you all tips and tricks and warnings and all kinds of goodies delivered to your email box every week.
Really good stuff.
So and the follow-up notes for today's show. So if you want the solutions to a lot of the problems we heard today, we'll actually have links in our follow-up notes.
Sometimes the solutions get kind of, you know, click here, click that, choose that option.
No fun.
It gets pretty entailed, and instead of you having to write it all down and hope that you got it, we'll just send you those exact here's what you do kind of things.
We had another listener chiming in from a faraway place, the roll call we were asking for, right?
Yeah, we were saying anybody who's like outside of
Phoenix,
to go ahead and let us know, and
yes.
we would talk about it on the air really quick just because it's kind of cool when people outside of Phoenix. So Brian, all the way from Chandler, Arizona.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, Brian.
He let us know that he's listening.
That's better than Scotland.
It's almost in your own backyard.
To the phones.
Quickly on the update issue. Jim in Somewhereville emailed in quickly and says, I currently use Photoshop 5. The latest version is 7.
Yes.
Costs about $150 to upgrade.
Yes.
To. I'm thinking that it might be a good idea to get it over and above whatever the utilitarian functions it might offer just to make sure that I have the most up-to-date version for whenever they issue the next version. I'd hate to find out that I was too far behind to get the next version, and I'm assuming at the upgrade price.
Yeah, in that case, Jim, actually, if let's say you didn't upgrade now and they came out with version 8 and they didn't offer an upgrade path from 5 to 8, you can still upgrade to 8. You just don't get any special deal. So if you're talking about trying to, you know, kind of head off the expense, because Photoshop's a pretty expensive program.
Yeah.
Yeah, it might make sense, but if you do this enough times, then you'll end up spending the same money anyway.
Yeah, what you got to consider is that there's nothing you're going to get out of the new version other than, well, it keeps me kind of on top of the thing so that if they have another version, I can get it less expensive. Well, think about the price you're going to pay for the version that you want to upgrade to now, the $150 plus whatever the next version is that you might want to upgrade to just to keep up with it. It may be more than just buying the next version.
But!
And most likely, Photoshop's pretty good about, you know what, if you have any version of Photoshop, you're all good.
You can get some kind of upgrade. But the difference, the functionality between 5 and 7 is pretty dramatic. There's a whole lot of stuff, and there's a lot of plugins and other freebies that go in. So if you're really into Photoshop, I'd probably say it's well worth it, especially if you use it constantly.
And if you need those new features and functions, or if it just sounds like something cool to you, but if you're just doing it just to stay up with the newest, we generally say don't upgrade just for the sake of upgrading. That's kind of silly.
Yeah, make sure that there's a reason, and there are plenty of reasons feature-wise. It's one of those things, how do I know I need those features? Well, unfortunately, you won't until you actually start using them and going, hey, these are great.
This is cool stuff.
So you got to kind of weigh that out.
Yes.
Yeah.
How about to Chad in Phoenix, who has a question about cheap or free virus antivirus programs?
Hey, you're not the infamous hanging Chad, are you?
Oh, man. Thank God that's over.
Yeah.
I'm sure you got plenty of those during that time, huh?
I didn't hear enough of it.
Yeah.
That last guy that was talking about that Messenger service.
Yes.
I get that, too, from which relates to my question. When I'm downloading MP3s, that stuff pops up too.
Well, wait a minute. When you're downloading them through what?
Using Kazaa?
Yeah.
Well, that's just part of Kazaa.
And it actually fried my computer out the other day, and I don't know. It did something really strange. My girlfriend was doing it, so I don't know.
Whoa. Hey, now, the family show, buddy. Family show.
But anyway, I want to stop those. It says I have the security.
No. There's two different things here that we want to talk about.
Okay.
If you subscribe to our newsletter, we'll have the step-by-step directions. If you have Windows 2000 or XP, to disable the internal message. It's fairly simple to do.
Yes.
Okay.
The pop-ups in Kazaa, that's part of your agreement in loading that program to download music.
And it has nothing to do with internet pop-ups, so any of those pop-up stopper programs
won't work.
Aren't going to do anything for you. This Kazaa, that's again, it's part of Okay. You get this free piece of software that lets you use back up other people's music files and
yes.
other things.
The try it before you're never going to buy it program.
In exchange for them writing this piece of software that costs them a lot of money to keep up and support and have new versions, you get to see their commercials that people are paying for.
Actually, they need this money to be able to fight the recording industry because they're coming after them with a vengeance.
Right.
I'm not in danger of, you can't send viruses through MP3.
Yes. Not MP3s, but Kazaa. If you download executable programs, you're asking for it.
Okay.
Let's just get down to it. If you're stealing software on Kazaa, you are taking your life in your own hands on a daily basis.
I still need free viruses.
Virus program, here's the deal. There is a one that we kind of recommend that's free out there called AVP, and what we're going to do...
AVG.
Yeah. My bad. We're going to send out a link to that in our follow-up newsletter. So, again, that's another reason why it's important for you to probably subscribe, because you'll get the link to where that's at.
And maybe it is AVP.
Ha-ha!
You know what? I've used it. It works great. It updates. It's a good program.
Just stay tuned to that newsletter. Sign up at datadoctors.com, and otherwise go search in your favorite search engine for AVP.
All right. Thank you.
We done blown through an hour and 45 minutes. Stay tuned for Paul Harvey. It's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney, the Data Doctors, reminding you...
If it ain't broke...
fix it till it is!
See you next week.